The biggest fine ever for insider trading on Wall Street could come later today.
Wake up to the day's top business headlines. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report podcast. It's on iTunes and marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan and the hedge fund SAC Capital Advisors are expected to announce a billion-dollar settlement today. It would be the largest penalty ever for insider trading and marks a watershed moment for Stephen A. Cohen, SAC's founder, who was once the kind of celebrity who warranted two Vanity Fair magazine features. With me is Marketplace's New York reporter Sabri Benishour. Morning, Sabri.
Morning, David.
So remind me what this hedge fund is accused of doing.
Systematic insider trading, David. This is a fund that managed $15 billion and returned 25% on investments for 20 years. There were eight traders or analysts at SAC who are accused of insider trading, that's getting illegal stock tips, and six have pleaded guilty. So to give you an example, one of the traders who did not plead guilty is accused of getting inside information on a drug trial for a pharmaceutical company, and that trial didn't go well. So SAC dumped all these shares before that news went public, and that saved the hedge fund almost $300 million. Part of this settlement includes admission of wrongdoing, but reportedly the company denies actually promoting insider trading.
So this is the end of it, this record-breaking settlement that's on the way?
No way, not at all. Stephen Cohen, who ran this hedge fund, as you said, is fighting off a second civil suit from the SEC for, quote, failing to supervise his employees. In that case, the SEC wants to seize the hedge fund's assets and ban him personally from the securities industry. They allege he ignored what they say were red flags, signs of insider trading at the firm. The FBI is still looking at trading records, and the two individuals who pled not guilty are also heading to trial soon.
Marketplace's Sabri Benishour, thank you very much. Another battle between the needs of society and don't tax and don't spend is playing out in Colorado tomorrow. Voters there face a ballot initiative to raise income tax to put $950 million into pre-K through 12 education. This vote is being watched closely as a sign of whether taxpayers are ready to pay to fix schools after years of budget cuts, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Colorado's airwaves have been full of this.
More teacher aides for $133 a year.
And this.
The state of Colorado wants to raise your taxes.
Advocates say nearly $1 billion in new taxes will boost teaching staffs and preschools and help low-income students. Opponents say it'll boost bureaucracy, not performance. In the well-funded pro-campaign, groups that often oppose each other are on the same side. Advocates of higher taxes on the rich and business groups, teachers' unions, and charter schools, says Isabel Sawhill of the Brookings Institution.
Tax increases are highly unpopular, so Colorado has found a popular purpose for spending new money on, which is improving education.
Sawhill says this may be a sign that fiscal conservatives will back higher taxes if the payoff is significant education reform. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
A big decision in the aerospace industry could come soon. Reuters is reporting that Boeing is making progress with unions to build key parts of its 777X airliner in the Seattle area instead of in non-union southern states. The plane is set to enter service in the year 2020 and will carry more than 400 passengers on the really long-haul routes.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
When you fire up the fluorescent lights at the office, the spark for the ignition comes from a capacitor. That's an electronic component that stores power like a rechargeable battery, only vastly faster. The federal government's been funding the search for new battery technology, and getting a lot of attention is what's called the supercapacitor. In China, they already power electric buses this way. And as Nick Batzdorf reports, this technology is getting better in useful ways.
An 18-wheeler sits parked at a truck stop off the highway. Its batteries are completely run down after a night powering the heater, microwave, entertainment systems. Yet the truck fires right up from a backup starter charged by a supercapacitor. It's a new kind of energy storage. Inside, there are no chemicals. It just looks like a stack of black and white paper. And it charges up hundreds of times faster than a battery.
So it's good for rapid, high current events, both charging and discharging.
That's Mike Sund, a VP at Maxwell Technologies, which sells over $100 million worth of supercapacitors every year.
The great bulk of our business is with the large format cells that are used in these transit buses and in a number of other applications, such as wind turbines and automobiles.
In the few years they've been on the market, supercapacitors have been getting smaller and better. Earlier this year, an Australian team made one the same size as a car battery, and it held the same amount of power. What makes this possible? A new form of carbon called graphene. It's only one atom thick. And over at UCLA, Dr. Richard Kaner discovered a unique way to use it to make supercapacitors.
The method we developed to make graphene supercapacitors is as simple as we take a $25 device used for labeling CD discs.
Once the disc is out of the drive, they're able to peel off a sheet of flexible supercapacitors.
So you can literally print either large supercapacitors, or we've printed on a single CD disc over 100 microsupercapacitors.
This could have almost immediate applications like roll-up video displays, wearable electronics, pacemakers.
There are a lot of things that supercapacitors are used for. My favorite is there's a train station in Europe that has a revolving door connected to a supercapacitor that operates the restaurant next door.
And this kind of creative use is only going to increase over the coming years. I'm Nick Batzdorf for Marketplace.
And today is the birthday of the National Security Agency. It is 61. One of my Wise Guy Facebook friends suggested this morning that we add Happy Birthday, NSA, to the subject lines of any emails we were sending anyway. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.